If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrillhill, could you please serve everyone on Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. All right, today, you three gentlemen will be competing against one another.
Oh.
Nice work, Tim.
All right, I'm ready.
I can tell.
As you can tell. Jeez.
It's in your voice, man. The sincerity is just dripping off.
I'm still eating some of the lunch leftovers.
I have a piece of onion stuck in my teeth right now, but that's neither here nor there. But today, you have your choice of one of three categories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have animalized this, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally today, license to spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Let's go animal.
All right, a restaurant in China.
China.
Is facing backlash after offering a $150 four-course tea experience that includes hugging certain baby animals. The Wan Hu Eatery, which opened last month, sells about 20 tickets a day to a customer eager for close-up encounters with the little critters. Photos and videos of diners cradling the young animals have surfaced on Chinese social media, prompting criticism from animal welfare groups and worried internet users. While the restaurant maintains that the animals are under careful supervision by trained caretakers, reactions online have been largely negative. Critics argue that removing babies from their mothers for this purpose puts both the animals and humans at risk. Now, a policy expert with the Humane World for Animals echoed those concerns, noting that even young animals can be unpredictable and cause injury. And as a parent, I will tell you, nothing's more unpredictable than a baby anything. Now, the question is, what baby animals can you cuddle with your tea? Is it panda bears? Is it lions? Is it chimpanzees or is it bears? So pandas, lions, chimps, or bears, what can you cuddle with while you drink tea?
Well, all of these are dangerous in their own right to
pandas.
To people. Man, I've seen a panda mess up a dude.
Panda.
Now, he had to have a Band-Aid, but he got messed up by that,
that's
by that panda.
That's a panda mullet.
I still feel like this is the chimpanzee here.
Chimpanzee.
I feel like they could do the most damage.
We have pandas, and the last one's just bears. Do you have a specific type of bear on the last one?
I do not.
Non-panda bears.
I'm going lions.
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 Lions and tea.
For the record, I would pay to have tea with any of these.
You know what I would, too? I'm not going to lie to you.
The baby chimp scares me the most.
Yes, it does.
But I'm going to be with Miles and say they're baby lions.
Lions. Okay.
What was included with the tea? Baby pandas, baby lions, baby chimpanzees, or baby bears. We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category is Analyze This on Profile. This will go to a restaurant in China. Steve, would you say $150 to sit down, have some tea, and hang out with a baby animal?
It's $150 for a four-course tea experience.
Oh, all right,
but that just includes, like, one cookie as part of the one course.
You don't get a, is it a cucumber sandwich? Is that what they traditional?
If it's traditional English tea, it's like they give you, like, you know, a crumpet. Like that.
You get tiny little sandwiches, though, without crust.
But aren't they the cucumber ones?
There's a cucumber. Yeah. I think maybe is it tuna or chicken salad?
That's what I would ask for.
Nothing
that's just
wrong with
me.
A cucumber sandwich, man.
Yes, there is. It has cucumber in the middle.
You just hate anything green.
But there's nothing else with it. It's just a cucumber. Like, I would get it if you said, I'm serving this and it has cucumber. You go, all right. But you say, no, here's a cucumber sandwich. So what, are you broke?
You would be proud of my dad. He's been in my house for a week, has not eaten a vegetable.
Oh, my man.
Yeah, he's hooking it up. I mean, unless you consider a french fry a vegetable.
That's a rude
technically
vegetable,
it is.
Is that right?
a starch.
Well, I think starch vegetables. Right? I think like, you know, a salad.
Yeah.
And also throw broccoli. For the record.
Came out of the ground.
It's thinly sliced cucumber with butter or cream cheese is a classic combination.
See?
Mint or dill often added to enhance flavor.
See?
Okay. Well, that's hold the cucumber.
That's going to be lovely.
Yes. Lovely is the word.
Oh, yeah.
So you had your choice. Pandas, lions, chimps, or bears, right?
Now I'm just reading the list of sandwiches. I'm like, ooh.
Wait, what else do they have?
Coronation chicken. Okay. Shredded chicken mixed with mayonnaise, curry powder, mango chutney.
Ooh, I'm down with that. Okay.
All right.
Sometimes golden raisins. Not every time.
Now, wait. Do you have a choice of what you get, or is this like just one of them? So, in other words, I'm going to get a cucumber sandwich, and then I'm going to get this.
You know how, like, you ever seen, like, a seafood tower at a restaurant?
Yes.
I think if you have proper high tea, it's like a little tower of that.
Ah, okay.
And Miles is right. Then there's, like, maybe, like, one little sweet treat.
All right.
All right.
A crumpet, I believe you said.
Crumpet.
Mike, you went with the chimpanzees.
Oh,
and listen, man,
it.
I'm right there with you. That is the last of these that I would hug because basically they're killers. But it is not the chimpanzee.
Damn it.
The Ted Smith, Miles Montgomery, you guys agreed and both said lions. And you are
right.
You can hug a baby.
No, they still have claws.
And it's a baby.
It's a cat. A baby cat's still going to weigh 15 pounds, 10 pounds.
The difference is...
It might be a baby, but it still has claws.
And the baby's going to bite. It's like a puppy, right? You get a puppy, it bites you, you scream out. Your dog played the same game. It doesn't do it anymore.
I would. I know this sounds bad. I would still pay for it.
Okay, let me say this again. If I have the opportunity to hug a baby lion, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, that's the issue.
Yeah. But I don't know if I'd go there, mostly because of the food.
Yeah. We also get a scone, apparently.
A dry-ass scone.
Yeah.
Cucumber sandwich on a dry-ass scone. Mm-hmm. But I get the hug of lion. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing that makes it worth the money.
Yeah, give it to the lion.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Colbert,
Stephen,
or Ted Smith?
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there. The title. These guys have scenes of talents and writers helping come up with monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Harry Potter star Emma Watson has been banned from driving for 6 months after speeding because she drove her blue Audi 38 miles per hour in a 30 mile per hour zone in Oxford, England. Oh, come on, England. That's barely speeding. Come to America, Emma. 8 miles over the speed limit is what we do going across the playground.
Colbert. Harry Potter star Emma Watson has been banned from driving for 6 months after speeding because she drove her blue Audi 38 miles per hour in a 30 mile per hour zone in Oxford, England. Oh, come on, England. That's barely speeding. Come to America, Emma. 8 miles over the limit is what we do going across the playground.
That is pretty wild. 8 miles over and now you're banned.
For six, like eight right. miles.
It wasn't based on what she did then. It's based on what she did before.
But again, if what their bar is 8 miles over and that's a demerit, like, come on, y'all.
I'm with Mike. I learned this from Mike when I started driving again. Like, about 8 to 9 miles an hour, I will do. But like anymore, I feel like you get pulled over.
Yeah. That was because of the severity of the ticket she had before.
What other things
so before
had she done?
Was going 40 miles an hour over the speed limit. So
oh, said, okay. She, all right, I got you.
Multiple times.
So all right.
Like, look, if we catch you driving over the speed limit, it's over.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
What are you, the Oxfire, the police, like, excuse maker?
No, I'm just telling you what they told her.
8 miles an hour.
Well, they said if you drive over
miles,
the speed
they
limit.
They wouldn't even let you drive.
I know that.
Fast food giant Subway has hired a former Burger King executive to be its new CEO, so I hope you're ready for a foot-long Whopper.
Ted.
Be Ted Smith.
God damn it, yeah. That'd be pretty wild.
I would take a foot-long Whopper.
Hell yeah.
They're good at
they gotta do it, right?
Yeah,
They can't cook the meat.
Yeah. A couple of patties, right?
Oh, no, they put it in a microwave again? Like you're gonna microwave a hamburger?
Just cut the patty in half.
I think you gotta make it elongated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're footifying and everything.
Footifying.
So, yeah, they got like footlong
cookies, nachos.
Yeah, right.
A new report found that the fittest city in America is Arlington, Virginia, while once again the least fit city is Manboob, Iowa.
Seth Meyers.
Fallon.
It's Jimmy Fallon.
Guys, did you see this? A new report found that the fittest city in America is Arlington, Virginia.
Well, once again, the least fit city is Manboob, Iowa. And I don't think
the food in Manboob is delicious.
You know it is. Would you buy a barbecue sauce, man boobs? Like, dude, we got to do it. Because you know it's going to be good.
Yep. Man boob sauce.
The NYPD Harbor Unit arrested a naked man over the weekend after he allegedly stole a dinghy on the Hudson River. The dinghy was safely secured, and so was the boat.
Fallon.
Myers.
The NYPD Harbor Unit arrested a naked man over the weekend after he allegedly stole a dinghy on the Hudson River. The dinghy was safely secured, and so was the boat.
Mike, you watch a little Love Island, don't you?
Oh, yes, sir. Watch the entire season.
All right. So there's all different types of reality shows. You have The Bachelor, this and that. Reality dating shows.
Yeah.
Which one do you think they haven't done?
Oh, which one they haven't done?
You mean as far as a concept?
As far as a concept.
So we've
got like a gay one, right, dude with dude,
that is
chick
what we
with chick.
There's got to be a gay one.
There's old people that we haven't done.
Well, no, there's the golden right, bachelor.
That we have done. My apologies, that's what I meant to say.
How about gay old people? I mean, my God, what's left?
Are You My First? A show about virgins looking for love.
Oh. Hey, virgins, I got news for you. They ain't looking for love.
No, they're not.
They say, quote, it's the hottest group of virgins ever assembled. We'll share intimacy,
compared to when?
It may be the first in a tropical paradise designated just for them.
Oh, my God.
So it's kind of Bachelor in Paradise, and is even being hosted by Bachelor Nation stars Colton Underwood and Caitlin Barstow. Bristow?
I'm sorry, man. If you're playing pickup basketball, don't pick the dude that has never dribbled or picked up a basketball.
No.
Agreed.
You want somebody who's played the game a little bit.
But if they're all virgins, then I get it. Because I would think for like religious right. reasons. Okay. Right? Who was the great athlete that was a virgin?
Religious reasons. They're going on national TV, man.
Right, just like Tim Tebow.
That's kind of like where I was. Lolo Jones, right?
Lolo Jones, yeah.
She was kind of famous for it.
That's where I was at with this whole thing, is that if you're a virgin, it is either involuntary or you're doing it because you're saving yourself until marriage, as it were. You're doing it for religious reasons, whatever it is. You're really going to now just say, screw it, I'll go on to a game
national
show.
TV, yeah.
And if you pay me $100,000, I'll go ahead
so
and
wait,
give this up.
What's the goal? Is it like the last person to lose their virginity? The first person?
I mean, honestly, I guarantee you this. There's more people out there who haven't chose this than have not.
Yeah, I agree.
Look, like, oh, no. I don't want to have sex.
Again,
oh,
they're searching
malarkey.
A search for intimacy, love, and maybe their first in a tropical paradise designed just for them.
We're going to pull two names out of a hat.
I'm
if you
waiting.
Guys bang uglies, then you're out of you're off the
I'm
island.
I'm waiting.
That's what I mean.
Last man standing.
That's what I mean. Is it that or is it, hey, I did it, man.
I never had the opportunity.
I might catch some heat for it, but I was talking to somebody a couple weeks ago, and they were talking about one of their neighbors, and they
all
said,
right.
They identify as asexual.
All right.
Took a swig of beer, and I said, back in my day, just meant you couldn't get laid.
Yeah.
I was asexual to my 20s.
I identified that way for a while.
Right, I wasn't asexual. I just couldn't get laid.
Here's what I want. I want a lineup of all these virgins, you know, the male, female, whichever it is, and then I want you to incorporate some of the sluttiest people on the planet, and the game show, we're not going to call it Will They Fold. Like, I want these sluts to get on these people and, like, can they convince these men and these women to go ahead and just give it up?
I'm drinking red wine and snorting coke. Come and get it.
Yeah, she's got old big fake ones.
Yeah, right.
And then
look
the
at
guy
my abs,
has to,
ladies. You don't want any of this?
Correct. The guy's got to be like a James Bond type character.
Right.
He's so nice.
Right.
He's good
Swab.
Friends with his
right.
mom and
let
his
me
small dog.
Let me listen to your problems. Tell me about your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dude shows up with a puppy.
Billy Mask.
And he treats it really well.
My masculinity is not toxic.
He's just out there chopping wood.
Yeah. Well, his puppy watches. Right.
They're in the middle of 85 degree heat. He's chopping wood.
Right. And he loves a good rom-com.
I feel like we're describing the brawny towel man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right. I got a new show for you I started this week called Untamed.
Untamed.
All right. Not a big murder mystery guy, but I think this one is good for the whole crew.
Right.
I like it. I think everybody's girls or wives will like it, too. So basically, it takes place in Yellowstone National Park. Miles, you might know this area of the park because it's where old El Capitan is.
Oh.
El Capitan is
Ooh.
The most...
I'm about to say, like,
sorry, no,
wait
no, no.
You
it.
Can find me.
Damn it.
Oh, feel free to come up and take a selfie with me. When I'm glorious with my only horn.
It's that giant famous sheer rock front.
Yeah.
It's one of the toughest things to climb in the world. If you're a rock climber, I mean, it's your holy grail. You got to go up there. Climber. I mean, that's where that guy, Alex, whoever, does like the
Humboldt or whatever.
He does the free climbing and stuff. You're like, you're going to die. Mm-hmm. So, right, it starts there.
That's Ted's show. You're going to die.
You're going to die.
I think it's awesome what that guy does.
Sure.
But
he's going to die.
It's kind of like wingsuiting.
Exactly. Well, thank God he had a kid. So maybe that'll slow him down.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, his wife is from Seattle.
Yeah, we need another fatherless child.
Oh, sorry, Alex.
Hopefully,
I think you're a stud. No, hopefully I just worry about you.
Hopefully he's calmed down to the point where he's like, you know what, those risks aren't worth taking now. Sometimes parenthood will do
that. They stop riding their motorcycles, yeah, exactly. Right? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
All the fun.
But I feel like when you rock climb, like that's such a dedication. That even when you have a kid.
But you can do it safely. In other words, you can still walk on a high wire. You could just have a net underneath you.
Right.
So, I mean, you could still do what you want.
Most people climbing this El Capitan, I mean, they're putting in carabiners and hooks and everything.
Yes.
I mean, so there is ways to minimize
death,
injury and
yes,
death.
Yes, death, yes.
That guy is just insane. And again, Alex, if you could hear my voice, super impressive. It's just scary as hell that he's doing it.
It's like people that free dive with sharks. Like, I'm not taking anything away from them. We just go, hey, man, you do recognize the inherent danger.
So what is the premise? Is this about that wall, or is that just in
it
the
is,
area?
It is. That's what happens. Sometimes there's deaths in the park.
What?
Basically, like a woman body goes over. They're trying to figure out, like, is it suicide? Did she get pushed? This and that.
Oh, you mean from the top?
Correct.
Is there another way to get to the top?
Yes,
though?
Yes. You can hike around the back and you hike down from there.
Okay.
So then the other thing that's kind of good, you guys remember Eric Benet?
Why do I know that name?
He was married to Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Right. He was pretty famous, but he's still famous. But so there's park rangers, and then he's like a fed that's like the detective that's in there. He doesn't play by his own rules. All right. So he's like the salty fed cop, and he like rides his horse everywhere. And then there's like a new park ranger that's like, be quicker in a car, and he's like, you don't understand these woods. So I mean,
Jesus.
It's one of the,
I thought there was like a real reality show.
Right, so did I.
No,
it's like scripted.
I texted one of my buddies that rock climbs, and he's a federal guy, and I was like, you seen this? He goes, no. And I go, I'm hoping you'll tell me it's somewhat realistic. He goes, I don't need to watch it. I know it's unrealistic. I was like, God damn it, dude.
The only thing I want from Eric Benet is, really, what is up with Halle Berry? I mean, seriously, you can tell us.
Well, like, you'll
just,
like him.
Just clue us in.
He's just a tortured soul in this one. And again, he's not playing by his own rules, but he's good. And he knows stuff. And then
he knows these woods.
Yeah, I mean, look, again, it's a murder mystery. I don't generally watch it, but now I'm enthralled. I'm on like episode 4, and I'm like, oh my God, there was a crazy twist I didn't see coming.
All right.
And then like the guy that runs the park, he's the PR guy. He's mad at him. I got to answer for these deaths. I need some info. You got me out there looking like a jackass. You can tell I'm already invested in the characters, and I'm very annoyed. But stunningly beautiful, and again, if you like a murder mystery, and it's you know, the park at the end of the day is a lot like anywhere you live. There's some squatters in the park,
of course.
There's some drugs going around in the little town. So I mean, it's all wrapped in there. I'm not sure how it's going to end. Like badly,
someone get pushed off the rock.
I will say this: it's a good murder mystery, not a pick me up.
Okay.
A murder mystery, not a pick.
There's enough weird crap that goes on around there, all
correct.
By itself. I mean, that's Northern California and California in those wild areas. They're very lawless and strange places.
Well, and he even says that in that show. He goes, "Look, it's so desolate when people get out here, they just kind of start doing whatever they want." And he's like,
"Yeah,
you would have to hire a massive police force or the army to cover the amount of ground that is in that park.
It's almost like the Murder Mountain thing."
Correct.
That you told me about. You know,
the
where it's
Murder
just
Mountain
like,
thing?
Well, it's Weed County, and there are just,
up at Humboldt County.
There are tons of missing people posters.
No kidding.
So, you know, you sheriffs can't get on the property. Everything's gated off. There are dogs. There are booby traps. There are, you name it. If it's private property, they won't even go up there. But they do hire 30 people. And, you know,
comb the area.
Five are gone.
Right.
You know, five
they hire them to work the farms. It's the Emerald Triangle. Oh, all these hippies moved out there years ago. That's where all the, like, the good marijuana would come from.
Okay.
But over the years, it's gotten a little more
other
drugs, this and that. So same thing in the park, though. There is people that live in those parks that shouldn't be, but they do. And it's basically like they just make up their own rules.
Yeah.
They don't want to be messed with. So it's all part of that.
Picture
it's a really
Mad
cool
Max
look
with trees.
It's a reason the Appalachian Trail is one of the most dangerous places on the East Coast. Based on the fact that guys they've gone MIA.
Crazy.
They don't want anyone to know where they are for various reasons. They live in caves. They live in, homes they build on the side of mountains.
Right.
You know, they are off the grid for a reason, and it's not because they want to be by themselves.
And a lot of that park, you're going to – there's just tons of these old golden mines that have just been – or gold mines that have just been abandoned.
Right.
There's a ton of place to do bad stuff or cook up bad stuff.
Don't I know it.
But like I said, Untamed on Netflix. Pretty good show. That's what I'm watching right now. It'll kind of suck you in there. So check that out if you want to tonight. Yeah, that's what I'm recommending.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it. You're listening to the Men's Room, or we are too.
What are we listening to?
I don't know.
Who cares?
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Here's a surgeon amputates both of his own legs. Why? To get the insurance money. Meanwhile, a couple is arrested after going into an airplane bathroom and doing something funny. Car hits a coyote, gets stuck inside the grill. A woman in first class has another passenger that she wanted to kill. And almost did. And a Delta jet tries mounting another jet at Mexico City's airport. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We take to the skies where passengers got a little extra in-flight entertainment. On a plane from New York to Florida, multiple witnesses, some were children, reported to flight attendants that there was a couple on the plane with them joining the Mile High Club.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, while this might not constitute an offense bad enough to warrant a call to authorities, from what I could tell reading the story, it doesn't sound like they took advantage of the lavatories on board and they just instead elected to take care of business right there in their seats.
Damn.
Yeah. Right. Police were called and they were at the gate when they landed in Florida to take the couple into custody. They're facing a couple charges but were let go shortly after being arrested.
They were let go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to have the seat, our bad.
Well, what are you going to hold him for? You know, you're going to take a man, you're going to charge him with what it is that you're charging him. You know,
wouldn't it be
give him a court
lewd
date.
And lascivious behavior?
Well, sure, you're going to charge him. You're going to hold him?
No.
Exactly.
No.
All right. Don't do it again. Go away. We'll see you in court.
Fair enough.
Which, look, I understand why people want to join the Mile High Club. There's a prestige to it. There's an excitement to it. There's a dangerous element to it. I get
sure.
it. You can't just throw an in-flight blanket over yourself and just...
Now you
right
tell
there.
Me. Thanks,
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, no.
Oh, so they didn't go into a bathroom?
I don't
no.
think they did.
Well, how did the kids see him? That was the thing. I was like, all
because they weren't in the bathroom.
Kids right. complained. So I'm thinking to myself, what's
now,
happening?
Now, to be fair, Miles, that's what I surmised from the story. Because my yeah. thought was the same thing. It's like, okay, who cares if you guys saw a couple go into the lavatory and just take care of business? But when they're like, children saw this, I was like, oh, they just leaned over right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, all right then. Have a little bit of shame. I get the fun and excitement of it. I can't do it because I'm too big to fit in that lavatory
well, having
with anybody
sex
else.
Is always fun.
Absolutely.
Just, you still pick a place.
Right. Jeez,
hey, babe, let's go to the bus stop. There's only a few people waiting there.
Oh.
Yeah. Right?
I wouldn't be shocked if I went to one of my bus stops and I found it there.
I would not be shocked at all.
Nah.
Certain bus stops, number I would not be shocked.
The number of videos that I have seen of people in public places, dude. I have seen people in pools. I've seen people out on kayaks in the middle of a lake.
I took the light rail to work Monday, right, and got off at 3rd and Pine.
All right.
3rd Avenue is going to be 3rd Avenue. Anyway, coming up the escalator, and as you're cresting up to the top, there's a man completely bent over. He's not having sex, but his pants are down, and it's like you were greeted by his ass. And everyone kind of turns. It's like, come on, man.
That's a little bit.
I got off at the same station, but got off at 5th and Pine.
All right.
You wouldn't know.
Yeah, that's right.
It is 3rd Avenue, man.
Yeah. More from the skies, a woman is being hailed as a hero for her actions on a Delta flight. In the middle of the voyage, another woman got up from her seat in the back and ran towards the front of the plane, shouting all sorts of nonsense, harping on the fact that God would protect her and God told her to do this. She then attempted to break into the cockpit of the plane as well as open the emergency door. The story goes that she had overpowered attendants on the plane, and while others were hesitant to act, one woman sitting in first class, by the way, retired Army vet Nicole Pruitt, quickly stepped in and dispatched the woman, hog-tying her with
quickly.
A makeshift restraint.
Yes. Quickly.
Took
nice. Apparently she now. Was just like, damn it, are you going to make me do this?
That's exactly right.
Am I the one? Because nobody else would do anything. So she just got up and took care of business quickly.
That's right. She apparently took her earbuds out and put them into the seat pocket in front of her.
Is that like pulling her earrings off?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. And then looked to her son and said, excuse me, I'm going to go beat her ass before she got up and acted.
Yeah.
Her son filmed her heroics and posted the video on TikTok, where viewers are now pushing for Delta to give her a permanent seat in first class, which I agree, thanks for saving everyone on board from a potentially devastating event. Good work, Dave.
God told me to do it. God's like, I was joking, dumbass.
Yeah.
I was being facetious.
I didn't
tone.
Think
I don't
tone,
tell
dummy.
People to do stuff like that. You're not listening.
You're not listening.
You're really not listening.
What did you think I said?
One more story concerning
I can't even drive.
It's
Stop handing me the wheel.
One more story concerning the airlines.
Sorry, Mike.
I never thought my tongue to drive.
God. One more story concerning the airlines. This one went down in Mexico. A plane was taxiing on the runway, ready to get underway on its voyage to Atlanta. It was finally their turn in line. They throttled up, reaching a speed right of around 60 miles an hour before passengers felt the pilot suddenly jam on the brakes, coming to a stop, which is when he informed ATC that they'd be hanging out on the runway for a minute. That's because another flight that was coming into land had flown directly over the top of the plane, missing them by about 200 feet before it landed right in front of them.
God,
the flight
man.
Was grounded for about 3 hours before it was finally able to take off. No injuries were reported.
This is why I'm your co-pilot.
What? It's the cars I can't drive. Aww. I can fly the plane.
Why did it take 3 hours?
That was my question, Steve.
Like, look, man, we avoided it. Everyone has wiped their ass, including the pilots.
Right.
We take a deep breath. There are no mechanical issues. Let's just get this show on the road.
Right. I really would like to talk to somebody and figure out, like, they're on the runway. They were literally about to take off. I understand that there's a line behind them and there's a whole bunch of traffic in and out and all that, so finding the gap's going to be a little bit different.
But that line's going to be there anyway.
Right.
It's how... Things change when you're on a plane, right? It's like, man, you guys almost died. We almost did, but since we didn't, can we please take off?
Right! Go!
Let's go.
3 hours? And I know that they can change speeds because I've done it. We've been in a plane at one point. We came in to land, and we actually passed another plane as we were landing.
That's what I'm saying. We're going to make up time.
Yeah.
Right? And I mean, they got it.
It was the wildest damn thing. It was like, okay, clearly we need to go first. Like, we are both on approach. We're about to land, and we just...
I wonder if your pilot's like, ha-ha, dumbass.
Absolutely. Wave as we go by. To Oklahoma, where the law can be its own worst enemy. Officers got a complaint about a stop sign that had been damaged in the area, as well as a mailbox that had been ran over, supposedly by a patrol car from the sheriff's office.
Uh-oh.
They investigated the scene to find evidence that a car had indeed struck the sign and checked in on a deputy that, what do you know, lived in the area. The deputy admitted to having taken an Ambien the night before, and his wife also copped to the fact that he had enjoyed an alcoholic beverage along with his pills. With this much evidence against him, the deputy was booked and the department announced that he'd be taking the matter seriously. You know, they tried to soften the blow a little bit by saying, look, he's a very good dude.
He has a great track record.
Right, he's got a good track record. However,
he washes down his Ambien with booze.
That's right. This is a serious matter. We're going to treat it seriously.
And that's just smart thinking. I wouldn't get behind the wheel of anything, but
get the job done. But
I'm going to sleep.
Just in case those storms, it's a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Down to Florida, where a bad situation was made a little bit better. Officers in the area got a call from someone on the road that said an animal ran out in front of them while they were driving and got lodged in their grill. They arrived to find that the animal fit the bill for the devastation on the road, a coyote.
Ooh, grill coyote.
That they appropriately named Wile-E. He had gotten himself stuck in the grill.
He's probably really, you're going to name me right now?
All right, come on, man.
It was amazing, the slit that guy went through.
Absolutely.
I mean, it looks like it's 3 inches.
The sheriff said that Wiley needed medical attention and was taken to a vet to be treated for a couple of broken legs. The procedure went just fine, and he'll be released after he recovers. The department shared photos of the story on their social pages.
But they had to tell us that the guy who he's stuck in the grill of the car needed medical attention.
He needs help. Men's Room Sports, the Mariners wrap up their series against the Brewers this afternoon, after putting a stop to Milwaukee's 11-game win streak last night. Suck it. They're boarding the plane bound for L.A. as they got a weekend series against the Angels, which starts tomorrow. As far as what you're going to watch tonight, you've got more baseball over on MLB and ESPN. As far as your weather, decently clear skies tonight are going to bring things down to about 57 leading in tomorrow, where they're expecting partly cloudy skies and a high right around 78. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is I.
Thank you, sir. We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy and the Head Chef's back with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Lovely Jolene's coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.